This is Misha Riedel interviewing Kif Slemons on November 1st, 2007 at the Artist Home and Studio in Chicago, Illinois for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution. This is disc number one. Good morning.
Good morning, and it can't help but be significant that we're having this interview on Day of the Dead, something that has turned out to be closer to my heart, my life, than I ever would have imagined.
Exactly.
And I'm sure that will come up in our further conversation.
Absolutely. We were talking just a minute ago about how your whole participation in jewelry and metal in particular has been from the outside in and from different angles. And I wonder if you want to just follow on with that thought for a moment before we jump back to the beginning.
Okay, yeah, we were talking about how we might frame some of this discussion, or how I might think about talking about my work and my life in jewelry. And I guess what would probably be most distinguishing is the fact that I came to it a little bit from the outside, and that there, though certainly now I'm very much a part of a jewelry community and working as an artist in the jewelry community, I do think that by being a bit on the outside, that was a determining factor in a lot of what I did, and it allowed me certain freedoms, and in other ways it was very limiting.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have come to value limitations and where they might lead you, so that actually limitations can be a very valuable material.
Absolutely.
In working.
And coming in from the outside, you were able to approach things differently in terms of technique, in terms of materials, and in terms of content and intent. And all of that has just developed
exactly
over the decades.
Mm-hmm. Because I guess I didn't have any particular rules that I knew about that I had to follow. And not that I don't think it's important to learn certain rules, you do need to do that. In order to communicate something, you do need to learn a form for doing that. But because I didn't go through a particularly academic approach to jewelry or art even, though I did take some art classes towards the end of my college education, and I actually ended up getting a degree both in art and French, but I was aimed towards languages and literature. So being on the outside also allowed me to think about things in maybe a different way, or to approach things that might not have even seemed that different to me, might have seemed logical to me, but not to other makers who had had more formal training. But I made many interesting discoveries along the way, and I think because I didn't really set out to be an artist or to make jewelry, when I realized that I did want to work in that way, I had really learned by experience. I'd learned from working, even though I was making jewelry. It was the work itself that was my strongest teacher, what the work taught me. And then finally, after maybe 10 years of making jewelry on my own in many different ways, I learned that I wanted to work more as an artist, that I wanted to work with ideas. That's what interested me the most. I wasn't